So we have a number of items on the consent agenda for admin. I move passage of those items.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there further discussion? Sensing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Motion is approved.
One of those was the new hire of our rail track inspector who will start on Monday. So we're looking forward to getting that program up and running here in a couple of days. No items under discussion. You have one to add?
I have one to add.
Okay.
This is sort of a question for Sue. I didn't really think of this earlier, but we haven't had a lot of complaint cases with grain licensing. But number two in the consent was to appoint Sue and Alana as advocacy staff on a complaint. And so do we need to do something as far as legal counsel for us?
Missy versus Lego Smoker.
I don't know if the assumption is that Jack will, that this will take long enough that by then Jack will have time, or how the plan is to handle that. But maybe Sue has thoughts. She prepared all this and never really discussed it.
I'm sorry. My understanding from visiting with Alana is that if the commission does need to be advised on this, that you probably would need to look at Jack or some alternative attorney, since there is only one. I mean, Alana's the only attorney that's available to work for licensing division at this time.
What's the process in these complaints?
Well, what my intentions are is to visit with this company on their violation and to on their alleged violation and to hopefully reach a consent agreement. So we may not get to the point, or if the commission gets to the point, then you would have to discuss with a second attorney the case. And
is this separate from the insolvency with Legamex?
It has nothing to do with the insolvency. Okay. It's a different company. It was a company that operated a warehouse without a license.
Okay.
And therefore staff, which is a violation of law, and staff is bringing the complaint for that reason.
Well, I'm fine with just waiting a little bit here to see if a resolution is reached. But if this evolves to a point where one of us feels like we should have some legal questions answered, we may have to have a special meeting or something and figure out what we're going to do for counsel.
Yeah, I haven't looked into this case yet at all, so I'm...
And Pat may even be able to answer better than I. He has more complaints in his division. But if advisory, I mean, if
it's not you, Pat.
Yeah. I think we need the advisory staff appointed for the commission staff to kind of proceed and to work on and to kind of settling and reaching a negotiation. And I was thinking that I don't know if they necessarily always appoint an advisory staff. The advocacy we appoint, but I think do our policy provide that you have to appoint an advisory, but you don't necessarily have to appoint. Let me turn that around. You have to appoint an advisory, but you don't necessarily have to appoint a... Did I just say the same thing?
Yes.
You have to appoint an advocacy, but I don't know if you have to advisory. Is that
the answer to your question?
Yeah, you do.
We appoint advocacy staff to begin working on the case.
Right.
Anybody else that isn't appointed as advocacy can be advisory staff.
Yeah. They don't have to be assigned.
They don't have to be appointed.
Or
assigned.
I think we're good for now.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Any other discussion matters?
No.
Okay, so we'll move right down to scheduling. Let's see here. We've got three scheduling items. Special commission meeting, Mid-State Communications. Okay, that one is yours, Pat. So do you want to talk a little bit about what that is?
What it is? Okay, we just issued a notice of opportunity for consolidated hearing on the transfer of the customers in the York Exchange. if we can, and if nobody requests a hearing, and if the commission were to approve that request, we would like to get the order completed and off to the FCC and USAC at the same time that we send in the October 1st authorization for Universal Service Fund for 2016. So that, you know, we tell the FCC and Universal Service Administrative Company that these companies have filed their affidavits and they are eligible for funds in 2016. And so it would be good if everything turns out and that North Dakota Telephone Company can be approved to serve York, they would be eligible for funding if we send our order along with the other affidavits to the FCC and Universal Service. So we would like to have a special meeting in the event this can happen on either the 24th, 25th, or 28th of September.
Well, the hearing, I'm looking at the notice, comments and requests for hearing must be received by the 25th, so wouldn't we have to wait till after that?
Yes.
So it would have to be, what date did you say?
Oh, the 25th could be the end of the day on the 25th or the 28th of September.
And we have a regular meeting on the 30th, isn't that enough?
Then he can't include it with that USAC report, though.
When are you submitting?
It has to be there by the 30th.
It has to be, the order approving funding for 2016 needs to be to the FCC and USAC by October 1st. It has to be there by October 1st. So it's really close. It's really tight.
Yeah.
And if we can have a special meeting on the 28th, that would give us a little bit of time, or the end of the day on the 25th.
I guess it looks to me like I'm available either of those days.
I'm available on the 28th. I really hate to hold staff on a Friday after 5.
Okay. I'm fine with that.
If we're both available on the 28th.
28th.
I don't know what Brian's schedule's like, but...
I checked with him.
He's okay with that.
Those are 3 days that he's available.
Okay. That works then. You want to say 10? 11? What time?
11.
I mean, it's going to be really short, right?
Yes.
11 works for me.
Okay.
Yeah. Any time of day works for me.
Yeah. Jerry.
Did you guys get my 24th of August special meeting at 2 o'clock?
Hold on. Let's finish this first. This is September. So are we done with that? 11 o'clock on the 28th?
Yes, thank you.
Okay. You sent it around, Jerry.
Yeah.
Did that get to Daryl?
I
hope so. It's on the calendar.
Okay, good. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
When is it?
24th at 2 o'clock of August.
Okay. Formal hearing, Lindahl Wind Farm Project, Williams County, Jerry Lean, and work session, CenturyLink complaints. Okay, let's do the formal hearing first. Do you have dates, Jerry?
I am down to between August 1st and 8th.
When did we notice this?
No, I mean any time between the 1st and the 8th. So the 2nd. Or
October,
the,
you mean?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry.
I was going to say August. Wait a minute. Those dates have already passed.
Yeah.
October 1st. Have we already approved this? And
we've not noticed it. And this would be to get us a date so we can notice it.
Okay. So we won't be noticing it until our next meeting? Or right. When... Okay.
I might have it on that special meeting. On the 24th.
And have you looked at Brian's schedule?
You know, I thought that, I kind of thought John had it. I was expecting him to be in here.
Well, let's see. We have a hearing on the 6th. Oh, work session. That's on the 7th, 8th. That week is...
What dates did you say?
1st. 2nd, 5th, 6th, 7th, or 8th.
Well, could somebody run and get John and see if he's got his...
Yeah, I thanks
a lot. Okay. Let's hold that then and go to the work session on CenturyLink complaints, because that one will schedule... I'm hoping to schedule that soon, even in Brian's absence. And I just really, for that one, I just want to get up to speed. While I was gone last week, I know there was a fair amount of work. There was a fair amount of calls to Stacy and complaints. And so I just kind of want to get up to speed on what kind of research you all did on our jurisdiction, our authority, what tools we have. I have talked to CenturyLink. I know their plan. But I just sort of wanted to get a better feel myself from you guys and talk with you, Randy, since you're the portfolio holder, about, you know, what our long-term options are here. So this week is kind of, well, except for Friday. I don't know what you have scheduled. We had blocked most of that morning.
Friday looks pretty bad for me, but okay. Next week I have quite a bit of flexibility.
Okay. Monday or Tuesday? Tuesday afternoon I'd be free. Monday pretty open except for a little bit in the afternoon. But Monday morning, even later morning, like 11?
Excellent. 11 o'clock on the 17th.
Okay. Does that work for you, Pat? Monday at the 17th at 11? Work session on CenturyLink complaints?
Monday, maybe
11th? The 17th, next Monday.
Next Monday.
Yep.
Does that work for you, Stacy?
You know, we aren't probably going to be having a lot of other formal hearings enter the calendar between now and that special meeting, so we could always wait until Brian is back to schedule that Lindahl thing. Does that work for you, Pat?
It does.
Okay. So we'll say for number 3, CenturyLink complaints, Monday the 17th at 11. All right. Okay, the formal hearing, Lindahl Wind Farm Project, Williams County. Should we wait till Brian gets back and just do that at the special meeting?
I'll tell you what, John's, I think, on his way.
Well, he said he was going to print.
And so, well, if we could get a date, I could get it going, and then if it doesn't work,
okay.
We can change it. I'd like to get those dates before they're gone.
Well, we won't be scheduling much else between now and then. I mean, because... No, we don't have any other meetings, and this is when we schedule those types of hearings that would take all of us off the table. So from our perspective, I don't think there's going to be a lot coming into onto the calendar between now and the 24th special meeting.
Maybe with judges and stuff, should we just take a break and we'll sign stuff while Jerry gets Brian's dates?
Sure, that's a good idea.
I'm also okay with waiting, too.
We can take a short recess. I did want to... I don't need to add another thing for discussion. Let's take a short recess, and we'll sign, and we'll come back in for this one final matter. Okay?